I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, Eritrea wins favor with its neighbors. Stick around to learn why it's a big deal for Christians. And then later, you have a job to do if you're a believer in the U.S. We'll explain what it is and give you some tools to get it done in just a few minutes. First, a regional East Africa bloc is welcoming Eritrea back to the fold after the nation left 16 years ago. Eritrea quit the Intergovernmental Authority on Development in Eastern Africa in 2007 over soured relations with Ethiopia. However, things changed 5 years ago when the two nations signed a peace deal. Eritrea rejoining the bloc now is another move towards stability in East Africa, yet there's concern that this allows Eritrea to brush over severe human rights abuses. Dr. Berhane Ashmalash, director of Release Eritrea, spoke with Greg Musselman at the Voice of the Martyrs Canada about imprisoned Christians and other religious minorities in Eritrea today.
The Eritrean president knows how to play the international community, and sometimes they forget about prisoners. There are tens of thousands of Eritrean prisoners. We want more pressure, but we don't get that. So that's really frustrating and very sad.
Evangelical Christians are especially targeted by the Eritrean government.
They thought if we arrest the top leaders, the church will disintegrate, but it didn't, because our leaders are not like popes. The top authority for evangelicals is the scripture. So the church continued to grow.
You can raise awareness for jailed believers in Eritrea. Share this story. You'll find it at missionnews.org. Next, of the 350 sign languages used by deaf communities worldwide, only one has a complete Bible. Mark Sorensen, one of DOOR International's American Deaf leaders, says most deaf people are used to being overlooked and disconnected. Through an interpreter, he explains,
many deaf people have grown up missing information because they can't hear what's going on in their environment where people are working in spoken English.
DOOR is one of several organizations working to produce sign language Bible translations. Quality is of utmost importance.
We want to make sure that it's fully translated and doesn't have any of those errors or omissions, because that breaks the trust and we're going to lose people who aren't willing to watch at that point.
A four-step checklist guarantees success.
We use CANA to identify a quality translation: clear, accurate, natural, and acceptable.
I don't have time here to explain each step, but you can get the details and the full story at our website. And while you're there, take some time to learn about deaf needs. Ask God to provide workers for the harvest.
There are 70 million deaf people in the world, and less than 2% know Christ. So as far as the 2% of deaf Christians, how can we find quality people to do the translations? It's incredibly difficult to find somebody who signs fluently, who knows Jesus, and can do this work.
And last month, the Barna Group's new study showed 7 out of 10 Americans have a positive view of Jesus Christ. However, a little less than 3 out of 10 have a positive view of evangelical Christians. Now, the study doesn't examine what Americans understand about Jesus and his teachings, but there is at least one takeaway. The church in the U.S. has our work cut out for us to better represent Christ's truth and love. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says,
what is an ambassador? It's somebody who's assigned to a specific location by the highest authority there is to be the voice of that authority, of the person who appointed them, and deliver his messages and represent him to other people.
Maybe your neighbors are all about Christ's love, but don't know his truth. So tell them. Maybe they've heard the truth, but haven't felt Christ's love. Show them.
We were positioned by God as his personal voice to be that at Acme Tool and Die or George Washington Middle School or on a soccer team or at the Rotary or at the PTA or at the nursing home.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries also has gospel sharing resources, and you'll find them at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.